Presley.
You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walsh, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. And this is the greatest 60 minutes you will have of your day in radio. Make sure y'all call in and, again, text in at 833-212-1017. Now, in addition to that, make sure y'all watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your favorite 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Oh, what a weekend it was. What a weekend it was. First, we had the Truth Summit on, Saturday. That was Saturday. Shout out to Dr. Ken Harris for a great, another great Truth Summit. So I appreciate that. And shout out to everybody part of Truth Nation for showing up and showing out. So I appreciate y'all. We have some new guests around, and they got to see some of the, you know, how great it is, how great Truth Nation is, and how much y'all support us and how great our content is. So thank y'all so much. And then in addition to that, had a good weekend. My little cousin got called up again for the Broncos. Rhea texted me. She was watching the Broncos game. She said, "What's your cousin's name?" He got called up, made a tackle. Got his name called on the TV.
My dad was watching.
Oh, you were just around. So shout out to little cuz down with the Broncos. I'll be down in, potentially down in Denver in a couple weeks. I may or may not be doing the show on the 15th.
Okay.
Just so you know, I may or may not be doing the show on the 15th. I may still be down in Denver. So we shall see. But with that being said, again, make sure y'all watch the stream is live on YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a subscribe, and now let's get it started with the weekend recap.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life, and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Truth Nation, some of the biggest headlines y'all need to know is, one thing is the end of production. Now, when I say the end of production, what do y'all think I'm talking about? Y'all think I'm talking about movie production? Y'all think I'm talking about production of certain food? Nope. I'm talking about the end of production for The Penny. The Penny will no longer be produced anymore. I'm not sure if y'all heard this or not, but U.S. Mint stamped its last penny in Philly on November 12th. And some of y'all may be wondering, well, why is the penny going away? Well, the penny's going away because of simple economics. It's simple economics, Truth Nation. Rhea, she's going to get mad. Can you take one guess of how much it costs to produce one penny?
I don't know.
Good economics would be at least one penny, right? Cancel stuff out. It costs 3.7 cents. 3.7 cents to produce one penny. So it costs our government more money to produce a penny than what it is in value. So obviously that's bad economics. So the government is deciding that they're going to completely stop the production and eliminate pennies, which will save the United States government $56 million per year. $56 million per year. So how much I do appreciate pennies for historical factor, it's probably time to get rid of them. Now, hopefully that money of saving the pennies can be reinvested either into the people some way or be able to get this debt that we have down, pay down the debt. But that's a lot of money for pennies annually that we'll be saving. Now, just because they won't be printed doesn't mean that they won't be around. So for those who are nervous, there are 300 million pennies still in circulation right now. So it's going to take some time before these pennies go out of circulation. So when I have children one day, by the time they get to my age, that's when the pennies will for sure probably be gone. But maybe, just maybe, y'all may want to hold on to that penny. Maybe you want to hold on to that penny because it may be worth some one day. And what is wild about currency just in general is that, like, I remember as a kid seeing pennies that were made in, like, the 40s and the 50s, having a little stamp on there. And you're like, dang, that was a long time ago. People are going to be saying that about pennies from now. Like, right now we're in 2025, and one day, you know, 25, 30 years from now, when somebody has one of the last pennies, they'll be like, I remember when they printed pennies back. I remember they stopped printing those. History. Rhea said the silver dollar. Yeah. Oh, do they not have the silver dollar anymore?
I don't think they do. I used to get it for when I lost like a tooth.
Yeah, I remember they had the silver dollar. I don't know who was on that. A white man.
I think it was a Native American woman.
What?
Yeah.
Sacagawea?
You want to try that again?
Sacagawea.
Okay. That and the $2 bill.
$2 bill, yeah. I bet they don't make $2 bills anymore.
I know.
Who was on the silver dollar? I think
it's Sacagawea.
Yep, you don't even know either.
Sacagawea.
Oh, look at this. Wow, I'm so smart. Well, I kind of got teed up by you. So everybody all mad about the fact that they're going to change the $20 bill to Harriet Tubman. Did you know the silver dollar originally had Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike? Mm. Then it had Susan B. Anthony. And then it had Sacagawea.
Sacagawea,
thank you.
Okay. Do you hear the myth that there's a black man on the $2 and that's why they discontinued it?
Who was on the $2 bill? But they didn't, those were probably printed, what, a while ago? They started printing them in 1862. That's crazy, and they stopped in 1966. That's wild. Thomas Jefferson was on the $2 bill. Not a black man, but he liked black women. He did. So basically all I'm saying is this. This is a foreshadowing for our society. Get ready for a cashless society because that's what's coming. You already can't go to any events. Everything is cashless. You got to use a credit card for everyday things. So, and if you do have to use a credit card, make sure y'all get a credit card that gives y'all cash back. Ticketless, that's one thing I hate, is that you don't actually get physical tickets anymore. Oh, my gosh. It's the worst. But I wanted to make sure y'all knew that, the pennies are going out of business, basically. Next up is electric is the way of the future, Truth Nation. And let's continue to talk about the future. As I don't know how y'all feel about electricity when electric cars. I used to be kind of indifferent of it, but you know what? They are the way of the future. And I always thought about, would I want to buy an electric car? Well, I don't think the infrastructure is put in for me to be able to buy an electric car because I don't want to have to drive out my way in order to charge my vehicle, because it's not like gas stations. We can go to gas stations when you're traveling from Milwaukee to Chicago or Milwaukee to Minneapolis, wherever you got to go. Well, Truth Nation, Tony Evers announced through the Wisconsin DOT they have received $14 million in federal grant money to build our charging stations across Wisconsin. And I think this is a great thing because I am now pro-electric. And I don't know why anyone would be against this. That's the one thing I don't understand. Who would be against us reducing the emissions that we have in our atmosphere and having less fossil fuels in our environment? And the thing about it is a proven fact that Fossil fuels have a negative impact on our environment. You can see it with the climate change through the release of greenhouse gases and air and water pollution from emissions and extraction from mining and drilling. You can see it. Even here in Wisconsin, we've seen our climate change. We're 3 degrees on average higher than what we were just 20 years ago. You know, we get more rain, as we saw, more mild winters. We actually get 17% more rain than what we used to get. And our winters have been so mild. We don't even get snow like that no more. We get hit with snow, and then boom, what happens? Like a great example. Racine, Kenosha got hit with snow last week. Like a foot of snow. Guess what? You was down in Racine. Did you see a drop of snow? Did it even look like it snowed when you were down?
No, I completely forgot.
Exactly. These extreme weather patterns have to do with what we're putting into our atmosphere. So when it comes to electric cars, we should be applauding the fact that our governor was able to get us this $14 million and the Department of Transportation was able to get us $14 million for us to be able to build out this system. Now, again, I'm happy it's going to be more feasible to get an electric car here in Wisconsin. But I want a hybrid. I really do. But I just don't have hybrid money. I'm too broke to get a hybrid. So one day I'll get a hybrid. But you know what's crazy? I'm going to ride my car till the wheels fall off. But my lady, she told me when we have children, I have to get a new vehicle. So that's going to be a big fight. Oh, that's going to be a big argument. Because why I got to get a new car? Rhea, you doing this?
Get a new car to keep your kids safe when you're driving them around.
My car not safe now?
I'm sure that's
that's the problem with y'all millennials. Y'all think everything dangerous. Not just you, all of us. Y'all just everything dangerous. Our parents had us in the front seat at the age of 7. Maybe the seatbelt on or off. Just cruising.
And you're lucky to still be here. If you have the opportunity to do better, why not?
Nah. I ain't going to spend that money.
Good luck, kids.
So I'm preparing 2 years from now. Hopefully, Lord willing, when I have children. I'll tell you this, that's going to be a battle because I don't plan on getting a new car. And lastly here, Truth Nation, the last story I wanted to share with y'all is about gay marriage. We love the gays, don't we, Rhea? We love the gays. Absolutely love them. And this one might have went under the radar for a lot of people due to the fact that I still believe a lot of people who live in this society are very homophobic and it runs rampant. I think homophobia runs rampant across our society. I just think that's real. I think anybody or anything that is different is looked at from a negative light. As a black man, I think negativity is real. I think we get looked at from a negative light, to be honest. Like, I know I heard about the black woman who went to the doctor in pain. Two black women who went to the doctor in pain. There was another story where a black woman went to the doctor. She ended up getting kicked out of the hospital. And then there was another black woman who was literally screaming in pain in front of the nurse. And the nurse was acting like the woman wasn't in pain. Like, okay, well, so how many kids do you have? Like, this woman is literally agonizing in pain. But again, I think it's because of the color of the skin. Black women get treated a certain way in the healthcare field, just like black men get policed a certain way. Now, when it comes to this gay marriage thing I was talking about, last week the Supreme Court justices turned down an attempt to overturn the landmark decision of legalization of same-sex marriage. That was a landmark decision that took place back in 2015. Now, you may be thinking, why is this even a thing? Like, didn't we already get this figured out over a decade ago? Well, Kim Davis, who was a former Kentucky County clerk, who refused to issue marriage licenses down in Kentucky after the 2015 landmark decision, which said that gay marriage is legal, same-sex marriage is legal. She decided that she wasn't going to issue licenses to same-sex couples down in the county that she was in. She was sued, and then it went back and forth, and she appealed this decision all the way up to the United States Supreme Court to try to overturn the whole same-sex decision. One woman wanted to keep thousands and thousands of people from being able to have the love that they want. One woman did that. Luckily, our Supreme Court denied the appeal, and now she has to pay $360,000 in damages, attorney fees to a couple that she denied a marriage license to, and I could not be happier. Could not be happier. I hope this woman goes completely broke having to pay this. I hope she has to pay every single dime. I wish it was more. Because if that one woman got $1.7 million for getting cheated on, she should be paying that too.
I know that's right.
Trying to deny people their happiness. It serves her right that she has to pay this money for being such a hateful person. And what's crazy to me, some people be thinking, well, you know, I don't have to agree with gay marriage. No, you do not. You do not have to agree with gay marriage. Matter of fact, if you are a business and you decide you don't want to serve somebody in certain states, that's okay, which I disagree with. But, you know, as a private business, you can do as you wish. But when you are a government official like Ms. Davis, like she was, it doesn't matter what your opinions are. When you are a government official and not a private company, regardless of how you feel about same-sex marriage does not matter in the eyes of the state or the local municipality. You have to follow the law. And the law stated that she had to wed these people, and she decided to put her personal feelings in front of the state feelings, and now she getting sued for it. These are the type of people they need to be deported. ICE going around here looking for undocumented people who ain't even breaking the law now, when they need to be going around looking for people like this, roam the streets for women like this, racist people. That's who you need to be taking off the streets and deported from this country. People like Kim Davis make our country look bad. This is the type of lady who would deny black people a deed to a house they bought because it was in an area where she didn't believe black people belong. This is the type of person who would purposely mess up paperwork for people of color so they would have to stay incarcerated because, oh, they said, oh, well, you didn't pay these fees or fines. This is the type of person who would not provide a license for a mixed couple who wants to get married. Kim Davis is the worst among us, and I know she voted for Trump. This is the type of person, when you vote Republican and vote for Trump, that you align yourself with. Somebody who is pushing to not allow for same-sex couples to get married. Somebody who is pushing as a government official where it is her job to give out marriage licenses to say, no, I'm not going to give it to you. It's not your decision to make. If you don't like it, quit your job. So I'm so glad you got to pay that $360,000. This has been your weekend recap here on Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I mixed it up a little bit with a little bit of national and local. Try to have a little fun as well. But on the other side, Truth Nation, when we do come back, we do have to talk about a sad story that happened this weekend. And I had an opportunity to listen to Brenda Caselius, who was the superintendent, Dr. Brenda Caselius, who was the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, as she spoke at the Truth Summit panel. And hearing the pain and agony in her voice and how distraught she was from simply having to talk about the fact that a student in the Milwaukee Public School District left school during an early release and came running back into the school because he had been shot and unfortunately succumbed to his injuries and died. When we come back, we got to have a conversation about tragedy that struck MPS and me just trying to figure out, once again, it seems like people aren't upset, people aren't mad, people aren't outraged, and people just go about their day-to-day. But we're talking about a child that was killed. And I always use this as an example because it was crazy to me. And I'm going to talk about Charlie Kirk a couple times this week because Marjorie Taylor Greene was on one again. Well, I guess she's trying to turn over a new leaf. It's interesting to me how people even out I work with in this building were posting things on their social media about Charlie Kirk. And people were posting things about Charlie Kirk getting shot. And yes, it was devastating to see him get shot like that. But how was the bullet wound that took Charlie Kirk's life any different than the bully wound that took this young man's life here in Milwaukee? That's what I'm so confused about. I didn't see people change their profile pictures. I didn't see people want to start groups. I didn't see any outrage. I barely saw it in the news. And I just wonder, why is it that a child can get shot leaving school, or we can say young adult, but a high school student can get shot leaving his school, and most people around here, if you ask them, wouldn't know about it, but everybody knew about Charlie Kirk. On the other side, we're going to talk about tragedy that struck MPS. Keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. We're going to have a powerful conversation on the other side.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It's College Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars all month long. We will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss this important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by Marquette University. Be the difference in Educators Credit Union, achieving more together. Very excited about this month. We'll have an opportunity to speak with The MPS Foundation about some scholarships that they're giving out. They'll be joining the Tory Lowe Show next week. We'll be talking to All In Milwaukee, who now has students who they have been bringing in and helping them provide them with scholarships, who now have students who are through college and working in the professional field. And I feel like there's one more I'm forgetting. But hey, only so much you can remember at a time. But this is Truth to Power here with Kyle Wallace, again on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can always tap in at 833-212-1017. And the next conversation I want to talk about is it's sad. So make sure y'all watching Streamers Live on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a subscribe, and give us a share. Now, as I said before, tragedy struck MPS on last week, and the outrage isn't where it needs to be, okay? A student was shot outside after he left school and ran back into the school for help. Now, unfortunately, this young student did not make it. He died. Truth Nation, this is devastating. Any loss of life is bad, but in this fashion is unfathomable to me, because when you think about it, a student leaves school, early release, dismissed, so was at school and left school, gets shot, and goes to the nearest place that he knows that he can get help at, which is the place which most people would say, traditionally, until these school shootings happen, goes back to the school where he knows that he's going to get the help and the attention that he needs at this moment. So he runs back to the school for help. Teachers and staff attempt to help him, while other students and maybe his classmates also see him injured, see him hurt. And then they get the news after they go through all this trauma, after teachers try to help him, they call 911, after, you know, his classmates who he was just in a class with may see him run back in the school with a gunshot wound. They get the call later on, they find out that he did not make it. Truth Nation, that is traumatic. No one goes to school and expects to go home being scarred and traumatized for the rest of their lives. And that is the case in this story. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. WISN12 has the news story. Go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube to hear about tragedy that struck MPS last week.
Our family identifying the 18-year-old Milwaukee Public School student shot and killed in an attempted robbery just blocks from his school. Loved ones say Namar Hicks was killed shortly after his early dismissal at Asada High School near 36th and Cortland yesterday afternoon. 12 News' TJ Dysart spoke with student's family at a vigil tonight.
And the family understandably distraught. They say all they want at this point is justice for 18-year-old Namar Hicks. We know from Milwaukee police that a 17-year-old suspect was arrested, but they say that there were more suspects involved in this robbery. Namar's aunt says she's not stopping until everyone is arrested. At a balloon release outside Asada High School, where Hicks was a senior at, his family pleading for more info, even offering a $1,500 reward for any tips that lead to more arrests in the case. Hicks's aunt says this all happened over a pair of sneakers Hicks was wearing that day. Milwaukee police say multiple suspects tried to rob Hicks as he was leaving the high school on an early dismissal. Police say he was shot and then ran back inside the high school for help, but he later died at a hospital. Police say the 17-year-old suspect was also shot, but they didn't say who pulled the trigger.
This was honestly a good child. He needs his justice, and I'm not going to stop until he gets it. But please, whoever know any information, any videos, anything, please come forward.
And we've reached out to police to find out if they made any new arrests since Friday and if they know who they're looking for. Reporting in Milwaukee, TJ Dysart, WISN 12 News.
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was attending a teen gun violence prevention summit with Mayor Cavalier Johnson when the double shooting happened.
This is absolutely preventable, totally avoidable, and here we are having the same refrain about youth and gun violence.
MPS Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius responded to the shooting, saying in a statement, "Our young people need us aligned, unafraid, and fully committed to real solutions to gun violence in our community. Our children's lives depend on all of us acting with urgency."
Truth Nation, a child was shot and killed over some sneakers. Over some shoes. A couple hundred dollars. That is the value that some of these young black kids, and I don't know if they're black, so let me not say black, But this is what some of these young kids around here, that is the value that they see in another human being, is that the shoes on your feet are more valuable than your life. Kids are throwing their future away over materialistic things. Like, that is insanity. And to me, this is the downside of not having enough role models in the community. This is the downside of not having enough fathers in a household. This is the downside of broken homes. This is the downside of the poisonous music that we have. Is that everybody cannot decipher what is fake in reality. This is the downside when you don't have literacy in schools. Because when kids can't read and write, school becomes difficult for them. They have other outside influences. All of a sudden, they run in the streets. A couple weeks ago, I spoke about how so many people were so far off in their assessment of what Kamala Harris was enforcing with the truancy law out in California. I talked about this maybe 3 weeks ago and how I didn't like how Gavin Newsom had gotten rid of it. And I talked about how we need to have to implement, and actually more than implement, we need to enforce laws that we have here to make sure kids are being in school. We need to make sure parents are being held accountable for kids not being in school. This is why I thought those who were against having a truancy law and those who bashed Kamala for it and those who were upset about it and those who cry about, oh, what parents have to pay a ticket, this is why I thought y'all were part of the problem. Because a 17-year-old, in this you heard, a 17-year-old was arrested in connection to the crime. I don't know about y'all. I ain't been in high school in a while, but the last time I checked, when you're 17 years old, you should be in school. We need to stop caring more about the perpetrators and think how we can keep other children from being victimized. Like we saw in this story. We need to stop thinking about hurting kids' feelings and treating them like criminals and focus on how we can keep them from falling into this trap or this cycle. We need to stop worrying about how much a parent is going to pay with a ticket if their kid is truant. And we need to start focusing on how we can keep parents from paying to bury their children. This young man, Namar Hicks, is gone. Somebody's going to have to pay for his funeral. So while some of y'all want to cry and moan about a ticket to a kid because they weren't in school or a ticket to a parent because they weren't in school, think about the family that now got to pay for a burial and a funeral of her 18-year-old child who was in school, had early release, and had a future ahead of him. So next time y'all want to cry and moan about, oh, this is so punitive for our kids, think about Mr. Hicks, who no longer is here. And why we need to have punitive things that, you know, consequences for actions that these kids have. Because it is not fair to his family. It is not fair to those teachers at Asada High School. It is not fair to his classmates that now today they have to go back into a building where the last time they saw their classmate, he was clinging for his life. It is not fair to the teachers who wake up every single morning to educate these children to be traumatized like that. 833-212-1017. Why does this keep happening? How are these kids getting these guns into their hands? I'm just so confused about why I don't feel like there has been enough people yelling and screaming. I didn't get a push notification about it. I don't see it plastered all over the news. I don't see people wanting to protest. I don't see enough people up in arms about the fact that a child was killed outside of his school over some sneakers, over some shoes. And not to compare one death to another, but when the security guards killed the man at the Hyatt, Benjamin Crump came to Milwaukee to try to get justice. People protested out there. We need to protest this violence and continue to protest this violence, and we need to start shaming people for this senseless violence because this is not fair. It's not. But 833-212-1017, why does this keep happening? How are kids this young somehow falling into the life of killing somebody? How are you pulling a trigger and killing somebody at such a young age? You're throwing your future away over some shoes. 833-212-1017, that's the Truth Talking text line. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like and give us a share. But when we come back, Truth Nation, I want to focus on the comments from the police chief. I want to focus on the comments from Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius. And I want to focus on the statement that was put out there by Mayor Cavalier Johnson about this. Because there was something that they said that I really want to focus on, because they were somewhere when this happened together. And I hope now after this happened, there's going to be more actual urgency to fix the problem. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. On the other side, we'll continue this conversation talking about tragedy that struck. I do want to hear from y'all. Why does this continue to happen? 833-212-1017. How can we put a stop to this? This is crazy. This is nonsense. And it has to stop. An MPS student was killed last week after leaving school. Why does this keep happening? I want to hear from y'all. I'll take your text. I'll take your call. I'll read your comments on YouTube. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
The perfect game day starts in Titletown at American Family Insurance House. Before each home game, grab exclusive Packers giveaways, listen to live music, and hang out with other fans. Plus, you can try your hand at setting the high score in the Protect the End Zone, their interactive game that puts your football skills to the test. Make your next trip to Lambeau unforgettable only at the American Family Insurance House in Titletown. Visit AmFam.com today to get an insurance quote online or find an agent near you. That's AmFam.com today. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, Kyle Wallace. And again, we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you never miss any of your award-winning shows. And we're having a conversation talking about the tragedy that struck MPS last week as a student had left the school building. And after they left the school building, they were robbed, or attempted robbery, where some other young people, and we do know a 17-year-old was arrested, attempted to rob him. And currently investigations are saying it was rob him for his shoes. And during that robbery, unfortunately, he was shot. He runs back into the school for help. He gets to the hospital where he later dies from his injuries, leaving a family crushed and a school devastated. That is exactly what happened. And I think the big part is that he was leaving school via early release and was attacked over some shoes. 833-212-1017. Why does this keep happening? That is my big thing. I don't understand that mindset of, first and foremost, why you want to steal from anybody. I don't understand that one. But the biggest thing that I don't quite get is why it was such a need to pull the trigger and shoot at somebody when at the end of the day, you were in the wrong. But 833-212-1017, Vincent and Landon, what are your thoughts on this conversation today?
Good afternoon, Kyle. You know, the reason why this keeps happening is because you have thousands and thousands of guns flooded into the community, into a community that is dysfunctional. The fact is, when you have students who are entering eighth grade, only 30 to 40% of those students don't even graduate, and most of them are males. The fact is, you have a lot of individuals who are dysfunctional. They're not educated. They have no moral compass, and so now you put a gun in their hands. And so what they're doing is committing basically genocide on the community. The fact is, when you look at the number of individuals that get killed or you go to jail, You just had two other people killed over the weekend, and they're still looking for those particular suspects. Just imagine, you got three people dead. There's a young man that killed at school, two other people dead, and then you got other people that they're going to put in jail. So how many people are black folks are being taken off the street?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, if you continue to flood this community, a dysfunctional community with guns, and we continue to have year after year, these individuals not going to school, not graduating, and they're out here on the streets and become predators. And so until we begin to solve the problem, first of all, the problem of the community, then try to keep the guns out of the community, this is going to continue to happen. And so what Mayor Cavalier Johnson is saying is talking about the federal level. No, they need to start passing some laws here in the city, in the mm-hmm. county, and say, listen, we're not going to tolerate that. If you're caught with a gun and that gun's not registered, or if you're a felon, the fact is, we're picking up. You're going to jail,
Vincent. Do you think that the people in power, the politicians, those who are, you know, can actually be influencers, right, and change makers? Do you think they would agree with your assertion that we live in a dysfunctional community?
Well, no, they don't want to admit it because they don't want to admit that because they figure that they're part of, they only be blamed as part of the problem. So no, they won't admit that, but no, we do live in this dysfunctional, we know we live in a dysfunctional community. The fact is, like you were saying, the fathers are not there. The fact is, we have a maternal community, basically a maternal community ran by women. And now women are basically turning against each other. It used to be that was the safety net, was the women in our community, and now they're turning against each other, and then more of them are committing crimes.
Yeah.
And so what is happening is our community is being torn apart. And so once you do that, and once the power, and I'm saying the powers that be out here, the folks that want to see the demise of the black community see this happening, they're throwing these guns in. You can find out where these guns are coming from. If you had a law that says you have to register these guns that you go purchase, you know, simple, register that you have to register that gun just like you register your car, you will know where that gun came from.
I'm right there with you, Vincent. Yep, I'm right there with you, Vincent. I appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. I think the big thing that you talked about is two things, is that I think we do live in a community where too many people, and this is one of my biggest gripes that I have. Is that I feel like Vincent said we live in a dysfunctional community, which I believe that is true. I believe that we do have a dysfunctional community, but unfortunately, the people in power don't want to admit that because of what it may make them look like. But if you live in a dysfunctional community, you acknowledge that, at least you can start focusing on how can we make it more functional. And there are so many people that lack a moral compass in society. And when you compound that with the lack of education and the lack of literacy that we have seen throughout MPS. I had a show on Friday talking about not just MPS, but Milwaukee. When you see all these schools who are either meeting few expectations or failing schools in the city of Milwaukee that are here to serve our population, what do you expect the outcome to be of these students? And that's why I'm cheering on Brenda Caselius, who is the superintendent, who I did not want her to be the superintendent, but she's doing a good job. I can admit when I'm wrong, and so early on, she's doing a very good job, and I like the way she's approaching things. But she has a big, big task at hand. Now, I do want to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I want y'all to go to there because I want to replay the video from WISN before. Is I want to play the part where the police chief, Jeffrey Norman, jumped in, and then the comments from Brenda Caselius, who is the superintendent. I want y'all to focus in on what they say and where they were at when this tragedy took place. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or turn up your radio to hear the second part of WISN 12 report that I really want y'all to hear.
Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was attending a teen gun violence prevention summit with Mayor Cavalier Johnson when the double shooting happened.
This is absolutely preventable, totally avoidable, and here we are having the same refrain about youth and gun violence.
MPS Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius responded to the shooting, saying in a statement, "Our young people need us aligned, unafraid, and fully committed to real solutions to gun violence in our community. Our children's lives depend on all of us acting with urgency."
And I think the big thing that I want everybody to understand is that they were at a teen gun violence prevention summit. That is what they were at when a teen inside a Milwaukee public school, well, not inside the school, but a teen that attends Milwaukee public school was shot and killed by gun violence. And the reason why I think it's so important to hear what they said, and also the mayor also said he shares Chief Jeffrey Norman's outrage over the killing of a teenager outside of a Northwest Side high school. Stunningly, at the time of the shooting, the chief and I were attending a forum seeking ways to reduce gun violence among our young people. See, this is what I need us to do. We're attending these summits, and we have these conferences, and we have these events, right? But we don't have enough action. We don't have enough results. And I would hope that after attending that summit, which I'm sure was great, right? Talking about how we can prevent violence amongst our youth. But I hope now we have an urgent move and understanding that we need to have a sense of urgency behind stopping this violence and how we can curb this violence. And I listened to the superintendent on Saturday when she joined the Truth Summit. I listened to her. And she was torn up. You can tell she was extremely impacted by this. She even said out of her own mouth. She said that it was tough for her to come today, to be here today. It was tough for her to be there on Saturday because of what she was going through and what she understood that the family was going through, understood what the teachers were going through and the staff there, the principal and the students. And something that really stuck out to me, Truth Nation, is she made a comment talking about how we have a health crisis. I was sitting at the table with her. We had Dr. Izzard from Milwaukee Health Services, I believe, where he comes from, who was talking. And you know when somebody is, you know, she was a little bit more emotional at the time. And you know when somebody is hearing something and they nod their head and they saying, yep, yep. She was following every word that this doctor was talking about with it being a health crisis here in Milwaukee. Because she was feeling it. And then she got up there when she was on the panel. And you'll be able to hear this as this will re-air, I believe, at some point next week, the Truth Summit. And she said, I heard about the issues in the city of Milwaukee. Like, I knew there was a health crisis. And she heard about the issues before she took the job here in Milwaukee. But now that she has the job, she did not understand how serious the issues are. See, that's the problem. Is that we can do all the talking and trying to tell people the state of emergency that the city is in, but until people are actually part of the city and feel the pain and the heartache of the city, they don't actually understand how desperately we need saving and we need help. You cannot put into words how big of an issue that we have here. That's why I take everything seriously here, and that's why I look at accountability as the only way out, is that we can't stop, we got to stop sugarcoating stuff. Because sugarcoating stuff has got us to the state that we're in now. And that's why at some point during this week, I might have to call on some of the elders on the station, is a question that was asked on the Truth Summit panel that we're going to discuss this week because it resonated with me. It was, how did Milwaukee get here? How did we go from the 60s and the 70s of thriving, right? Of people talking about A.O. Smith and Frederick Mall and all these different places in the middle class blacks, right? The neighborhoods that we had that my parents grew up in, that my grandparents thrived in. And how did we get here? Because by the time I got here, and we're going to talk about this, by the time I was born and I was in the city of Milwaukee, this is the dysfunction that Vincent, who called in earlier, talked about. That is what I was raised in. I was raised in dysfunction of a city. I don't know any Milwaukee other than that. I'm a 90s baby, 1990 to be exact. I don't know anything but dysfunction. I don't know what people talk like. I hear what y'all saying about how great it was, but all I know is the current state of this city, and we're going on 35 years of complete dysfunction. 833-212-1017. I see y'all on the talking text line. I'm trying to understand how did Milwaukee get to this point? Like, how is it possible that this continues to happen where we have so much gun violence? This doesn't even address the gun violence that happened. A baby, a young child got killed. This doesn't even address the fact that we had, you know, somebody, a mother get killed in the alley, and then the landlord comes back and kills somebody again. But 833-212-1017. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts quickly on the other side, but keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Walls, and we'll wrap up the show on the other side with your thoughts.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Steinhoffel's Black Friday mattress sale is happening now. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's mattress leader, and right now you'll find incredible Black Friday deals on all the best mattress brands, plus 60 months 0% financing. Save up to $500 on a Tempur-Pedic set, $900 on Beautyrest, and even $900 on certified organic avocado sets, available exclusively at Steinhoffel's. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. Shop in store or online at steinhoffels.com. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We're having a conversation talking about the tragic death of a MPS student, Mr. Hicks, that happened last week, 833-212-1017. Abina in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts here about the tragedy that happened at MPS?
My thought is maybe the right people were not at the summit that they had. Maybe children and teachers, community people, and parents may be able to come up with some ideas, because it's happening not to those people that are at the conferences that's coming up with ideas, who don't seem, even though they're in leadership, but they don't have any idea. Like you were saying, for 35 years you've seen this. I've seen it for more years than that. So maybe they just don't, they're not educated to what is going on.
Thank you so much. We have to definitely find a way to get those who are educated and who can speak to this, because it's, again, it's extremely unfortunate. Extremely unfortunate that this, that Namar Hicks died like this. 833-212-1017 on the talking text line. Sherry said, "Hi, Kyle. My thing is that if there are 3 to 4 persons involved in taking one pair of shoes, which person would be the sole owner of the shoes if they were 3 to 4 people trying to steal them?" He says it just doesn't, they're going to divide up one shoe. It doesn't make sense. I agree. It's sad. Very, very sad. Wayne said, "Kyle, this is happening across multiple MPS schools. Students leaving school are seen as easy targets for robbery. Officials should not be acting as if this is an isolated incident." I sure hope it's not. I sure hope people aren't looking at children as a opportunity to come up. That is something that I am desperately hoping that's not it, because the school should be a safe haven. The school should be a place where when you walk out that building, you feel good about yourself. We should not want to deter kids from wanting to go to school. We already got enough gun violence of people, you know, shooting up schools. The last thing I want is kids becoming targets leaving a school. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation, for chiming in to today's conversation, because I feel like it's a very necessary, important conversation to have, because this is such tragedy. And again, it's hard to prevent stuff like this happening, but in overnight. But when you have a culture shift and a culture change and a mindset shift and a mindset change, that's when things start to change. So again, if we can't save lives over the next 5 years, let's save lives over the next 15 years. Let's change the kids who are being born right now, the type of Milwaukee that they are raised in, the type of culture, environment, expectations, stereotypes, the things that believe to be cool. That can change, but it takes everybody in the community to help change that mindset. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, I love y'all. Peace out. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Don't fuck your soul.